And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, some folks from the Ramshackle Cabaret to talk about tonight and tomorrow night's upcoming burlesque show, Ace in the Hole. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Good morning. I'm Casey Ray.
Good morning, Melissa. I'm Amy Kane.
Good morning, I'm Emily Riley.
Okay, well, how many of you are actually performing in the show tonight and tomorrow night? Don't raise your hands, use your voices.
I'll be performing, this is Casey, I'll be performing an original number. I'm a singer, and I'll be doing that with a fantastic ensemble I got put together for me with some friends' help. So it's going to be a jazzy, bluesy number that I wrote specifically for the show and featuring some fantastic local musicians that you can't miss. I'm very excited and very proud of this piece.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. Amy, you're doing a little something too, right?
I do have a very small bit. We are doing a mock interview where we interview a bunch of very attractive men.
We'll have to talk about that a little the more, I gotta say. And then Emily?
I am one of the co-stage managers. I stage manage with Hillary Sealand.
Let's talk a bit about the technicalities of the burlesque show. It's running both tonight and tomorrow night, 9 p.m. at the Odessa Theater, and it is a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood, correct?
And Safe Shelter.
And the Safe Shelter. So mm-hmm. How long has this been staged in Sitka?
This will be our fourth year putting on the show.
And did it start out as a fundraiser?
Yes, definitely. It's always been, originally all the money went to Planned Parenthood, but then once the clinic closed, we started branching out with where we wanted the money to go.
Okay. And it's for 21 and older. You have to bring your ID. And what was the intention behind doing this kind of fundraiser in Sitka? Why a burlesque show? Why for 21 and older?
Well, first of all, it's actually a cabaret, which is more of a variety show than just burlesque, which, you know, I mean, I know it's semantics, but it's also, we do have, musicians, we have magicians, we have fire breathers, we have we're trying to incorporate a different array of talent that we don't normally see in Sitka that exists here, maybe on the edges, and we wanted to put that on stage. And then, of course, we wanted a show that had some meaning behind it and helped local women's health services. 4 years ago, the Planned Parenthood Clinic here really needed some help, and so we decided just to focus on that.
Well, Emily, it sounds like it's a pretty big production, and a lot must go into making it happen. Talk a bit about what you do. What does it look like on the ground for those who are putting this together?
Well, at the start, it was about October when five of us, Amy, Casey, Hillary, Teal, and I, started getting together and planning what the show was going to look like and what the theme was going to be. And we all took on different organizational roles. And then we just started gathering all those people who were interested in being part of the cabaret. And finding out what their gifts were that they could share. So we have a huge backstage crew, a huge builder's crew, who you won't be seeing on stage, but you will see the fruits of their labor, per se.
It sounds like an opportunity for Sitkins, too, to maybe try some new things, maybe come out of the closet with some skills they have.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've had an overwhelming response, and I think each year, you know, more and more people come forward and be like, oh, well, I can juggle, or I can, you know, all the different skills people tuck away in this town that you don't get to see.
So, Casey, when did you first start getting involved with this?
This is my third year. I attended as an audience member the very first year, and my mind was blown, and I was, like, titillated, I guess you'd say, and knew that if it happened again, I had to be a part of it. And these people are also my family, and so it was a no-brainer for me just to dive headfirst in, and performing is a huge passion of mine, so as much of that I could do is great, but I kind of taken on more roles in the organizing side, which is Not so much my cup of tea, I thought, but apparently I think I'm handling it.
You're great at it.
So, but it's great. It's fun. These women are so inspiring, and this show is, like, fantastic. Every year, it's a lot of work, but it is so worth it. At the end, it's just amazing what we pull off, and the response we get from the community is just overwhelming. It's really great.
So what was the first performance you did?
The first year I opened the show, it was the second year of the Ramshackle Cabaret, but my first year I opened the show with the vocal piece Feeling Good by Nina Simone, and I had an accompaniment with Joe Montagna, and it was just a stand and deliver song.
And then your second piece?
The second, and also that year I sang an original, like a snippet of an original song, and was also involved in a group dance number. The second year, what did I do? I sang Skyfall, the Adele song from James Bond, and was involved in other dance pieces and group numbers.
And then this year, you've decided to move a little bit outside of your comfort zone and do something new.
Yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter, and typically when I share original music, it's acoustic style with a guitar. But I have a passion for writing more jazzy, bluesy pieces, and so this is kind of a debut for that side, that genre of my art, I guess you'd say. And I'm very proud of how it came together. And I owe a lot of credit to Mr. Christian Litton, who helped me greatly in doing that.
Do you find that a lot of folks come up to any of you wonderful ladies who organize this and say, you know, I was a little nervous about this at first, but I did it, and now I've discovered some aspect of myself I didn't realize I had?
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I never saw myself doing anything in like the more risque performance art to like the burlesque side of things, but it definitely made me aware that I could do that and that it was fantastic. And so it opened up new avenues for me and smaller burlesque shows that have branched off of this main concept I've been a part of. And now I'm just like, want more and more and more of all of it.
Now, Amy, you have to talk a little bit about what you're doing.
Okay, so the theme this year is casino theme, so we wanted to incorporate, you know, all different elements of that. And it's funny because the piece, I actually wasn't going to be on stage at all this year. I wanted to focus on being in the background and being supportive and helping Teal, co-directing it with Teal. But of course we have last minute changes and last minute dropouts and illnesses, etc. So this piece actually came together in a moment, and Teal and I, since we're co-directing, we are going to pretend like we're interviewing for a job at the casino, and we wanted to get more men on the stage. It tends to be a lot of women, which has been an interesting challenge for us. It takes actually a lot more encouragement to get the men on stage, and we're always surprised by that every year. So we were like, well, let's just make a piece where it's just all men. So we're doing a mock interview, and we have five different men that are going to come up. And just, it's a short bit. It's a sexy comedy piece. And like I said, it was just thrown together to fit in an absence. And I think it's actually going to be hilarious.
So you just mentioned that men tend to be underrepresented on stage. What about in the audience?
Oh, there's always plenty of men in the audience in Sitka, right? I mean...
I think women are also well represented in the audience. And when I talk to women who have been in the audience, just like Casey, the first time she was in the audience, and then she realized that there was something that she wanted to do and something that she could share in the production. And I talk to a lot of women who say, that was so amazing. I know that woman, and she is amazing, when they talk about something that they saw on stage or just...
So has this been a good fundraiser?
This has been an amazing fundraiser. The first year that I saw the cabaret, I was actually working for Planned Parenthood, and I was standing at the table doing reproductive health education there. And we raised.
Well, we were
I'm
so
nervous.
Over at Amy. We were so nervous because that first year we were like, I don't even know if anyone's going to come, and are we going to make any money? We thought, gosh, if we make $500 for Planned Parenthood, we'll be thrilled. The first year we made $7,700 for Planned Parenthood.
And so now you have it running two nights to mm-hmm. give everybody who would like to attend a mm-hmm. chance and to increase the potential to raise more money for these organizations. Okay, we'll talk a bit again about the when and the where's. How can you pick up tickets? All of that.
So tickets are available for both Friday and Saturday nights, which is tonight and tomorrow. You can buy tickets at Old Harbor Books or at the pub or at the door this evening if it doesn't sell out. The doors open at 7:30 p.m. The show starts at 9. It does run a bit late. And then there are after-hours shows at the pub. Tonight will be DJ Mindfunk, who is going to be spinning some incredible tunes. And then tomorrow night at the pub will be the Lost Boys playing, which is exciting. They haven't been on stage for a while, so they're kind of excited too.
So it's a casino theme, ace in a hole. Should people come dressed for the theme, or does it matter?
Absolutely. We really encourage people to get festive, get zesty, get weird. Just get ready to celebrate people and all of the wonderful things that are involved. Casino can be, you know, maybe a harder, I don't know, some people have a challenge with what to wear, so just don't think about it too much. Wear what makes you feel fabulous and just do it. Be excited and go for it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Casey, Emily, and Amy about the Ramshackle Cabaret coming up tonight and tomorrow night. Ace in the Hole is the theme at the Odessa Theater starting at 9 p.m. Doors open at 7:30.